Crime Renegades, this is Tana.
Hi, may I speak with J.D. Nelson, please?
Yeah, may I ask who's calling?
I'm calling from Wiki Moderators Compliance Team.
Okay, just one moment.
Sure.
Hello, this is JD.
Hi, JD. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Wiki Moderators Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, but you guys are starting to, you know, like, starting to be threatening here, and I don't know what you want from me.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. This is the first time I'm calling you, and so far I haven't
told you. Somebody just called me,
about.
And they threatened me. Somebody just called me, and they hung up on me, and they threatened me. And I have it on voice record. I recorded it, so. You know, like I don't want to go to the authorities, but it's, you know, you guys are starting to, you know, not be professional here. So what can I help you with?
Yeah, I was calling in regards to a dispute that you filed.
Correct. What can I help you with?
Okay, may I know the reason for this dispute? Because from what I understand, you were supposed to ask for a refund if you were dissatisfied. What was the actual reason behind going through a third party, you know, for a dispute?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to read it to you right now.
Okay.
So, I asked... We paid $699 to have a Wikipedia page.
Mm-hmm.
They told us that was all that we had to pay. After the fact, after this, after we already paid and probably a week going back and forth, then they told us that we have to have all these other pages on all these other blogs that we have to pay for, and it's going to be thousands of extra dollars that we have to pay for. And without those, we can't have a Wikipedia page. That's not technically legal to, like, tell somebody that you'll do something and not divulge all the costs associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him to just give me a refund. And he said, as per the refund policy, you paid $699 to have these packages, blah, blah, blah. We are committed to what we have committed to you. We are still standing by, but we are unable to give you a refund. So I asked him again to just refund me and we'll go our separate way, and he refused. So I told him in the email, this was March 9th. This was 20 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That I said, I'm going to go to our credit card company if you don't refund me. And he said, fine, do it. This is not a secret. This was not a surprise. I was very upfront with what I was going to do, because the only way that I can get my money back is go to my credit card company if you guys refuse to refund me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happened. And that's it. I did exactly what I said I would do. So.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you so much for the clarification, and I truly apologize for this inconvenience, and thank you for your time.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.